Section 4. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 3. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 3. Candidates were asked these three questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 5 candidates for U.S. House District 3. David W. Walker, progressive, independent, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Joe Meyer, Pacific Green, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Social Security is essential to our democracy and to my retirement plan. The U.S. government must improve its long-term viability. The fact of the matter is that our red and blue political parties have been whittling away at regular citizens for decades. Since Reagan, $50 trillion of wealth has been transferred to the wealthiest 1%. Social Security is a minimum safety net, and we cannot allow corporate red and corporate blue to take this slowly away. We can guarantee Social Security by 1. Abolishing the maximum taxable wage, which gets us 2/3 of the way to viable, and 2. Using a wealth tax to make up the difference. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. U.S. immigration policy must conform with international law, like the 1951 Refugee Convention and its 1967 Protocol. This means no more family separations, no more refoulement, and no more inhumane holding facilities. We need to disconnect the profit motive from prisons, including immigration detention. We, the people, are ultimately responsible for how people are treated in U.S. detention. We need to stop outsourcing this grave responsibility. We need to stop creating a refugee crisis. We need to allow Southern democracies to thrive, even if they want to nationalize their oil, even if they have health care for all and free dental. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. The first rule of government is to do no harm. In this case, this means ending the billions of dollars of subsidies to big oil. Additionally, the U.S. military is a top world emitter of greenhouse gases. There is no reining in climate change without reining in the U.S. military. Let's start closing the 800 foreign bases we have around the world. Let's downsize the military, relieving them from protecting corporate profits to concentrating on defense of protecting U.S. citizens. A University of Stanford study shows that it would cost $1.7 trillion to build enough solar panels to supply all of U.S. energy needs. That is a lot of money, and less than 2 years of Department of Defense war costs. We need to respond to the climate emergency with a Manhattan meets Civilian Conservation Corps project to convert the U.S. to renewables and rebuild our rail system. I want to take a fast train from Portland to D.C. on electric tracks powered by wind and solar all along the way. David K. Frosch, Constitution, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. I would eliminate the cap on the tax that funds Social Security. The wealthy are not currently paying their fair share into the program. Social Security is a much relied upon public assistance program for the aged. I will always support expansion of benefits and new revenue streams for this program over cuts to it. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. Illegal immigration takes jobs away from the law-abiding, ratchets up local taxes, and makes a joke of our laws and institutions. No one wants to sacrifice for a country that seeks to replace them and their family. I would make employers use the E-Verify service provided by the government to block economic migrants from taking American jobs. Access to our universities must be carefully guarded so our technology is not ripped out of our hands. And generous scholarships need to be offered to American students so that fewer tech visas need to be issued. Self-sufficiency has always been the American ideal. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I support a tax on those households with an income over $100,000 annually to fund new renewable energy. Solar panels would be available to low-income homeowners first and move on from there. Transportation is a huge part of the carbon problem in the Earth's atmosphere. Alternative transportation and EV tax credits need to be expanded. and sweetheart tax breaks for oil companies need to end so that the public no longer subsidizes their profits. Joanna Harbor, Republican, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Maxine E. Dexter, Democrat, did not respond to questions by the print deadline.